Yo, get this, get this. What do these people have in common? These characters, these figures, these things. Kermit the Frog, Beyonce, Brett Favre, Alex Trebek, Dan Marino, Harrison Ford, Frankie Muniz, Malcolm in the Middle. Down the road, we got to bring that show up on this program. Serena and Venus Williams, Dennis Rodman. Yes, Dennis fucking Rodman. The fucking Rugrats. Austin Powers. What do all these people have in common? Take a second. Take another, okay? Listen to the music. Take 5 seconds. What do all those people have in common? They fuck with milk. Yes, they fuck with milk. They were all part of a 20-year run of dominance. Yes, dominance in the ad campaign world. Jeff Goodby and Rich Silverstein and company made milk fucking sexy, yo. They did it. They did it. Do we have any buttons for them, okay? Give them one of those. Give them one of those, okay? Give them a zap. Okay? We're talking about a 20-year run. That's two dynasties. Two dynasties from 1993 to 2014. The Got Milk campaigns were everywhere. And everyone endorsed it. How couldn't you? It's milk. You want the kids drinking milk. This is how they did it, okay? It's kind of interesting. They call this strategy deprivation marketing. I'm going to say it again, deprivation marketing. Instead of selling the product to consumers, Goodby and his team would sell the lack of the product. You ran out of milk, you need milk. You're looking around for anyone, and you ask them, "You got milk?" Sounds kind of dumb, not gonna front, okay? How the fuck did this thing work? But it did. That's the beauty in, you know, intuition. And that's the beauty with milk. Let's be real. Okay, this program right here, 90s at 9, with Kyle Bowen on the Post It Up Network. Yo, it's for the 90s people. The 90s people. Milk? That shit in the 90s was on a pedestal. It really was. It was important. And it still is. I mean, babies, they need milk. That's our first drink. We come into this world. Sure, you get water. And water's the best thing in the world. But that second drink of choice is milk. And babies love milk. When they're hungry, they want milk. When they're tired, they want milk. It's everywhere. It's soothing. And once again, it's everywhere. So I get it. I get it. Everyone needs it. We have a close relationship with milk. Nowadays, you know, milk is... milk's a lot different. It's everywhere. Have you ever YouTubed how they get milk out of an almond? Have you done it? Have you done it? I watched a 76-minute documentary on how they do it. The machinery. Okay? You should see how many lenses they have on their magnifying glasses over there at where they get fucking milk out of an almond. It's ridiculous, okay? Go watch it. Go search it up. 76-minute documentary on almond milk. Ironically, all these milks, which sounds so ridiculous, all these milks that came out, you know, better part of last decade, early part of the one previous, it pretty much, you know, watered down the relevancy or the importance of this campaign, because, you know, the campaign that was led by, what, a farm company, people who believed in cow milk. What are these people called? The California Milk Processor. I'm pretty sure these guys started with cows. They didn't know how to get almond out of a chestnut. They didn't know how to do that. So all these other milks came up. there are people definitely tried canceling the cow milk, and I think, you know, it had its effect on the campaigns. A campaign that once again lasted two fucking decades. And all these celebrities, make them the focal point. And on the bottom center, you just write "got milk." You get them to write a little quote about milk, and you got brilliant marketing. Marketing that struck a chord. Marketing that made milk sexy. Yo, people were drinking milk. Unofficial stat, I don't got no writers. But 8,642 gallons of milk were drank by each neighborhood in the world, okay? That shit's crazy. Think about how much milk that is. Let's read some of these campaigns, because once again, these celebrities have to come up with one quote about milk. Could you do that? I don't think so. Get this, Dennis Rodman. This is what he said about milk. "I'm not the boy next door. I'm the baddest rebounder the game has seen. And my body, it's a fucking temple. And milk, it's the drink of gods." It's the drink of gods? No, is it? What? That's deep. The drink of gods. Man, oh man. How about Alex Trebek, Mr. Canada? Want to hear what he said about milk? All right. Get the button ready, okay? "Your bones may be in jeopardy." That's what Mr. Jeopardy said about milk. That's boss. I like that. How about Brett Favre? What'd this guy say? "Some call our Super Bowl win destiny. I call it 22 years of dedication to drinking milk." Are you serious? Milk was this powerful? There's no way. 22. These people were lying. What did Stone Cold Steve Austin say, okay? Oh my God. Are you serious? "Got milk, Stone Cold Steve Austin. It better be ice cold for Stone Cold." I'm not going to say anything. If you say anything mean to Stone Cold Steve Austin, he's kicking your ass. You're done. He will find you and fuck you up. Do we have time for one more? Who else is on here, man? Austin Powers? What could this guy say about milk? What is my bag? What does that even mean, Austin Powers? What is my bag? "It's milk, baby, yeah. What's my bag? It's milk, baby, yeah." I'm trying to say it like Austin Powers. You know what? 90s at 9. We should go back in time and talk about Austin Powers too. What was going on there? So many things to talk about on this program. You know what we won't be talking about though? We won't be spending 9 minutes talking about this movie right here, Night at the Roxbury. That may be the dumbest movie ever made. I felt like a waste of life. I actually felt like a potato watching that movie. Will I finish it? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. That was 90s at 9. My name is Kyle Bowen, KyleBhawan. You can find the show on the Posted Up Network, wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, follow the Posted Up Network wherever you do your following. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I was about to say Nux Misconduct. Let's get out of here, okay? Shout out Nux Misconduct too. Peace.